What is the best way to repair an overgrown garden? Garden expert for the Associated Press, Jessica Damiano, believes she knows the answer. Here are some of her suggestions for making big improvements. Planning in the autumn and winter months can help you see something more beautiful next winter. First, take a notebook with you and walk around the garden. Look carefully at each part. Try to decide which plants can be saved, which to throw away, and which ones require attention. Make a list as soon as you can. Dead plants, weeds, and invasive plants should be first to go. If the weather permits, dig them out, removing as much of their root systems as possible. Otherwise, wait until spring to do this before planting. Next, remove and give away healthy plants that you do not want. Online groups and neighborhood web pages are places to find people to receive the plants. Many people will even be willing to do the digging if it means getting a free plant. If the garden is full of plants, shrubs, trees, and vines that have grown wild, you might need to use a chainsaw or heavy machine. If there are a lot of weeds, or if you want to create new garden beds, you can cover the existing vegetation rather than dig it up. Decide the size and shape of the area you want to make into a new bed. Cover that area with cardboard or lots of newspaper. Put about 7 centimeters of compost and 5 centimeters of mulch on top of it. You can start in the autumn and leave it there over the winter until planting time in the spring. When it is time to plant, cut holes in the cardboard or paper big enough for the roots of your plants. The covering over the ground will keep most weeds from growing. Some weeds may break through and require pulling or more cardboard, Damiano said. Healthy or overgrown or unproductive deciduous shrubs can be brought back to life by pruning. Deciduous means that the plants lose their leaves during the winter season. The best time to prune many plants is when their branches are bare in late winter. Choosing a pruning method will require weighing appearance against the time it will take to recover. The fastest and most severe method would be to cut the whole plant down just above ground level. Although extreme, many shrubs can deal with this form of pruning and will bounce back stronger. If keeping the plant looking normal is important, prune each branch or stem individually at uneven heights. It is also possible to cut back 1/3 of the plant's branches each year for 3 years. That method would have the least severe effect, but requires the most patience. Evergreen trees and shrubs should only undergo light pruning, such as the shortening of individual branches. Take care to avoid pruning too much or creating holes in evergreen plants and trees. With the exception of yews, they do not regrow from such damage. Now that you have taken care of pruning, turn your attention to the soil. Test the soil's pH or its acidity level. Do this to make sure the soil is good for the plants you plan to add. Test kits are available at local garden stores and online. In the United States, a cooperative extension service might provide soil testing and soil amendment advice for a small cost. Cooperative extension services are part of a Department of Agriculture system that includes some universities. It aims to help farmers and people interested in plants. If the soil is hard, break it up with a machine or hand tools. Finally, spread 5 to 7 centimeters of compost over the area. As it breaks down, nutrients will work their way into the soil. After completing these steps, it will be time to plant your new garden. Choose new trees, shrubs, or perennials that will not grow wildly. Dig holes as deep as their roots, but 2 times as wide, and space them out to their expected full-grown sizes. Native plants are good because they need little added water or special care. Plant ground cover, short spreading plants, to cover the ground and keep weeds from growing and the soil from drying out. It might take 1 or 2 years, but a step-by-step approach will make gardening a joy again. And perhaps best of all, you will see something beautiful when you look outside from your home. I'm Jill Robbins.